بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we went through the different types of tasbihat that we make during the ruku'. And we mentioned and we explained Subhana Rabbi al-Azim and Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdihi and Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati wal Ruh, Subhanakallahumma Rabbana wa bihamdika Allahumma ighfirli, and finally Allahumma laka raka'tu wa bika amantu wa laka aslamtu khashi'a laka sam'i wa basari wa mukhi wa azmi wa asabi. So these are the different types of tasbihat that we went through, and we mentioned that the ulama, they say the tasbih in ruku', its hukm is that it's wajib, and that the wajib is a person has to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim at least once, and then anything more than this is further reward and it is mustahab. In this lesson we come to at-tasmi' and at-tahmid. So at-tasmi', this is the saying Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. The statement Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, the ulama, the fuqaha, they term it as being at-tasmi'. And the reason why Sami'a Allahu liman hamida is called at-tasmi', because it begins with the word Sami'a. And the meaning of Sami'a is to hear. So from this word Sami'a, they have given it a name at-tasmi'. And this is the practice of the ulama in their books. As we mentioned previously, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, they call it Al-Basmala. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, or Alhamdulillah, they call it Alhamdala. And Allahu Akbar, they call it At-Takbir. And La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, they call it Al-Hawlaqa, or Al-Hawqala. And like this, Sami' Allahu Liman Hamida, it is called At-Tasmi'. La Ilaha Illallah, they call it At-Tahleel. And the tasmi', meaning saying Sami' Allahu liman hamida, its ruling is that it is wajib. It is wajib upon the imam to say it, and it is wajib upon the person who is praying alone to say it. And as for the person who is praying behind the imam, then he does not say it. So Sami' Allahu liman hamida, it is only wajib upon the imam and upon the person who is praying alone. And this is with the Hanabila. And the meaning of it being wajib is that if a person intentionally leaves off saying Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, then his salah is not valid. The rak'ah which he prayed, that rak'ah is not valid. So he abandons that rak'ah and he has to pray another rak'ah in its place at the end. But if a person forgets to say Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, then his rak'ah is still valid and he only has to make sujoodu sahu at the end. Sujood sahu is the two sujoods of forgetfulness. And the evidence for it being wajib, there's a number of evidences. Firstly, the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ordered the people to say Sami Allahu liman hamida. Secondly, he himself would say it all the time and he would never leave it off. So because of this, the ulama said it is a wajib. Also, the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ الْإِمَامُ لِيُتَمُّ بِهِ, that the imam has only been placed there in order for you to follow him. He said, فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ فَكَبِّرُوا, so when he makes takbir, then you, the people behind him, make takbir. وَإِذَا رَكَعَ فَارْكَعُوا, and when he goes into ruku', then go into ruku'. And then he said, وَإِذَا قَالَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. And when the imam says, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, فَقُولُ, then you should say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. These are the evidences that at التَّسْمِيعِ it is wajib. So if a person forgets to say it, then the salah is still valid, but he has to make sujood sahu at the end. And if he leaves it off intentionally, then that rak'ah in which he left it off intentionally, it is invalid. And when does a person make a tasmi'? When he is standing up from the ruku'. So when getting up from the ruku', before you are standing straight, a person should say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. So this statement, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, it is said during al-i'tidal. And the meaning of al-i'tidal is the process of standing up from the ruku'. And if you remember previously, we said al-i'tidal, this is a rukn. And what's the difference between a rukn and a wajib in the salah? Who knows? The difference between the rukn and the wajib in the salah. Naam, who knows? Safraz.
Rukn, you have to repeat the rak'ah. If you miss the rukn of the prayer.
Okay. And wajib?
Wajib, if you make sajda so.
Yeah.
Then it's,
So the rukn, you have to repeat the rak'ah if you leave it out intentionally or unintentionally. So even out of forgetfulness, let's say out of forgetfulness, a person didn't make a sujood, or he didn't make a ruku'. Whether it's out of forgetfulness or it's intentionally, the rak'ah becomes invalid. And therefore you have to make another rak'ah up at the end. As for the wajib, then if a person leaves it off intentionally, the rak'ah is invalid. But if he leaves it off forgetfully, then the rak'ah it is still complete. So al-i'tidal, meaning standing up from the ruku' and being straight and being settled and calm in the standing up, this is from the arkan of the salah. So what does sami' Allahu liman hamida mean? Sami'a is a verb, it's a fi'l, which means he heard. And Allah is the great name of the Creator. Liman hamidahu, it means Allah hears the one who has made hamd of him, who has praised him. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ, i.e. Allah hears the hamd of those people who make it. But here the meaning of سَمِعَ is not only to hear. Rather it means استجابة, that Allah answers and Allah responds. Because when you say, when you make hamd of Allah in the salah, it's actually a dua. So a person is praising Allah, hoping that Allah will reward him because of the hamd he is making. So the meaning of sami'a, he heard, is that Allah hears and he responds and accepts the dua of a person. So when we say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى, that Allah is سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى, meaning he hears and he answers the supplication. The maqsood, the objective behind making a supplication, is not that it's merely heard, but it's heard, accepted, and it is responded to. And then after this, we come to At-Tahmeed. And At-Tahmeed is the statement, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ, and the other statements like this. And we mentioned, or there in the book, there are 8 different du'as, or 8 different statements which are made. Again, why is this statement called At-Tahmeed? Because we say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. So because we say hamd at the end, this statement is now called At-Tahmeed. And At-Tahmeed, saying Rabbana wa laka al-hamd after tasmi', it is also wajib. But it is a wajib upon every single person. The imam has to say it, the person praying alone has to say it, and the person who is praying behind the imam in the congregation, all of them have to say Rabbana wa laka al-hamd, or one of its versions. And when does a person say Rabbana wa laka al-hamd? After al-i'tidal, meaning after he has stood up from the ruku', and he's standing now, then he says, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. And as I mentioned, there's different versions. رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ, and اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ, and اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ. So the first two, Rabbana wa lakal hamd, and Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd. Allahumma means Ya Allah. We said previously, Allahumma, the asl is Ya Allah, and then the Ya was taken away and a meme was placed at the end to become Allahumma. Rabbana, our Rabb. And Ar-Rabb is one of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the benefits of knowing the names of Allah Jalla Jalalu is that you make dua to Allah using these names. And Allah said in the Quran, وَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. For Allah are the beautiful names, so make dua to Him using these names. So we should use the name Allah and Ya Rabb, Ya Al-Ghafoor, Ya Al-Rahim, and the various names which we know. And who is the Rabb? Al-Rabb, He is the one who is singled out for Al-Khalq, for creation, and Al-Mulk, for ownership, and At-Tadbir, for control. So this is the meaning of Al-Rabb. Al-Mutafarridu bil-Khalq al-Mutlaq, wal-Mulk al-Mutlaq, wal-Tadbir al-Mutlaq. The one who is singled out for absolute creation, absolute ownership, and absolute control. And for this reason, the definition of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is Ifradullah bil-Khalq wal-Mulk wal-Tadbir. To single out Allah in that He is the only one who creates, and He is the one who owns, and He is the only one who controls. So you say, Allahumma Rabbana, O Allah, our Lord, Laka al-Hamd. For You is al-Hamd. And the meaning of al-Hamd is Wasful Mahmud bil Kamal Mahabbatan wa Ta'zima. That we are describing Allah with every type of perfection out of our love for Him and out of venerating Him. This is the meaning of al-Hamd. So when we say Rabbana lakal hamd, or Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd, there are two things which are being fulfilled in this statement. Ad-du'a wal-i'tiraf. Ad-du'a, i.e. a supplication, and al-i'tiraf, an appreciation. Both of these things are being fulfilled when we say Rabbana lakal hamd. So when we say Rabbana, then this is now a du'a. Oh Allah, we are calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say lakal hamd, for You is every statement of perfection, this is al-i'tiraf. And the meaning of al-i'tiraf is an appreciation. And this is also from the manners of dua. From the manners and the etiquette of dua is that a person makes dua to Allah, a person appreciates his own weakness, and a person appreciates the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person makes dua, then the complete etiquette is that a person says, for example, Allahumma, O Allah, and he supplicates to Allah with one of his names, and then he mentions his own weakness. He says, Allahumma, as an example, Ana faqirun wa anta ghani. O Allah, I am the one who is poor, and You are the one who is rich. Ana dha'ifun wa anta qawi. I am the one who is weak, and You are the one who is powerful. So you appreciate your own weakness in front of Allah. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. O Allah, I have oppressed myself a lot. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, taught him a dua. We'll go through it at the end of this booklet to make before the taslim. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant, faghfirli maghfiratan min indika warhamni innaka antal ghafur rahim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi kathira, zulman kathira. O Allah, I have oppressed myself, meaning with sins, a lot. Wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. And there's nobody who forgives the sins except You. Faghfir li maghfiratan min indika warhamni. So show me a forgiveness from You and have mercy upon me. Innaka antal ghafur rahim. You are al ghafur al rahim. So look, in this dua, there is a supplication to Allah. There is an appreciation of your own sins and your own weakness. And there is an appreciation of the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the complete etiquette of ad-du'a. So when we say Rabbana wa lakal hamd after the ruku', first of all, Rabbana, this is a du'a to Allah. Lakal hamd, now you appreciate the perfection of Allah. And it's as if a person is saying, Allahumma Rabbana, O Allah, our Lord, accept this salah from us. Falakal hamd, because for you is alhamd, because you are the one who has guided us. And you are the one who accepts from us. This is the meaning of Rabbana walakal hamd, or Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd. And then the third dua that we come to is Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran tayyiban. And I want you to add a word there, mubarakan. I think it's error in the publishing of the typing. Between tayyiban and fihi, there should be the word mubarakan. Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Mubarakan. No, it is in the end one. But add it there. Mubarakan fi. And this dua, a person can also say. So instead of saying, Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd, which is what we memorized when we were younger, a person can say, and a person should say, Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. This addition, there's a story from one of the companions called Rafa'at ibn Rafi', and the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. That one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was praying. He came up from ruku' and he said, Sami' Allahu liman hamidahu. And one of the companions who was behind him said, Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. He said this himself. After the prayer had finished, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned around. He said, Man al-mutakallim? Who is the one who made this statement? And the man, he said, Ana. I am the one who made the statement. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Ra'aytu bid'atun wa thalathina malakan. I saw 70, over 70 angels. Yabtadirunaha ayyuhum yaktubuhu awwalan. And all of them were rushing to write, who is the one who is going to write it first? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam bore witness of the great reward for this statement. The 30 angels were competing with each other to write down the good deeds of this companion who said it. And Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd, we already mentioned, O Allah, our Lord, you're making a dua, I accept this salah from us. Lakal hamd, for you is alhamd, meaning for you is alhamd because of your guidance for us. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. And then this hamd which you make of Allah, it has three characteristics, three descriptions. Hamdan kathiran, a lot of hamd. Tayyiban, and it is tayyib. Mubarakan fi, and it has barakah in it. So when we say hamdan kathiran, meaning an abundance of hamd, because the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it cannot be limited. And nobody knows the true perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't only make hamd, we make hamdan kathiran, an abundance of alhamd. Tayyiban, meaning good and pure. And the meaning of tayyib here is al-khalis alladhi la riya'a fi, i.e. that which is pure and sincere and has no showing off in it. Because in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, inna allaha tayyib wa la yaqbalu illa tayyib. That Allah is pure and He does not accept anything unless it is pure. And then mubarakan fi, this hamd of Allah, it contains barakah. And the meaning of barakah is thubutul khair wa ziyadatuhu. The settling of the goodness and an increase in it. This is the meaning of barakah. So when we say fulan, he has barakah in him, meaning there is goodness in him. He brings benefit. When we say the Quran contains barakah, meaning it contains much goodness, it increases the goodness of a person. When we say Al-Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, it is a place which is mubarak, meaning a place which contains much goodness and increases the goodness of the people. And then finally we come to, we'll finish the lesson with this inshaAllah. Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd, مِلْ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمِلْ الْأَرْضِ وَمِلْ أَمَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدٍ. اللهم ربنا لك الحمد. O Allah, for you is alhamd. مِلْ السَّمَاوَاتِ, to the completion, or مِلْ السَّمَاوَاتِ, The word mil, it means for something to be full. And as-samawat is the heavens. Wa mil al-ard, and also to the extent of the earth. You could say to the extent of the heavens and to the extent of the earth. Wa mil ma shi'ta min shay'in ba'd, and to the extent of whatever you will after this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's praised for every creation. Every creation which Allah created, then He's deserving of alhamd. And every decree which Allah has decreed, He's deserving of alhamd. And every action which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, then He's deserving of alhamd. And because the creation of Allah fills the heavens, then He is deserving of alhamd to the size of the heavens. And because His creation fills the earth, all of the earth and everything which is in the earth is from the creation of Allah, so He deserves alhamd to the extent of the earth. And then there is some creation of Allah which goes beyond the earth and the heavens. Like for example, the Kursi and the Arsh. And the Kursi is the footstool of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As was mentioned by Ibn Abbas, Sunan Abi Dawud, he said, Al-Kursi mawdi' al-qadamain. That the Kursi is the footstool of Allah Jalla fil-ula. And as for the Arsh, then this is the throne of Allah. So the Arsh and the Kursi, this is beyond the earth. And it is beyond the heavens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of alhamd for all of His creation. The creation which is in the earth, and the creation which is in the heavens, and the creation which is above and beyond the heavens and the earth, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge regarding it. So we say, Allahumma rabbana laka alhamd, O Allah, for You is alhamd, mil as-samawat, to the extent of the heavens, wa mil al-ard, and the extent of the earth, wa mil ma shi'ta min shay'in ba'd, and to the extent of whatever You will above and beyond the heavens and the earth. And this dua, it reminds us of two things when we say it. Number one, that we should make that the hamd of Allah cannot be enumerated. The hamd of Allah, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His perfection cannot be limited. As I mentioned, every creation which Allah created, He is deserving of alhamd. And every law which Allah has decreed, He is deserving of alhamd. And every action which Allah does, He is deserving of alhamd. And secondly, again, it contains al-i'tiraf. That a person, he appreciates his own weakness, and he appreciates the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned before, the only way for a person to memorize and remember these du'as isn't just to go through it once, but we have to memorize it and then we have to say it in our salah. So in one salah we say one type of du'a, in another salah we say another type of dhikr, and we say a third type of dhikr in another salah. And like this, by saying it all the time, you will remember it and memorize it. As I mentioned, nobody here needs to revise Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nobody here needs to revise Subhana Rabbiyal Azim or Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Why? Because we say it in every single salah. And because we say it in every single salah, it's memorized. We don't need to revise it like this. The rest of these du'as and adhkar, we have to memorize them once, then we have to say them all the time in our salawat. When you initially begin to say it, it will be difficult because you'll forget and you need to say it again and revise it maybe once or twice. But after you begin saying it for a few days, then it becomes second nature to you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never restricted himself to only one du'a. He used to say different types of du'as and adhkar in the different types, in different salawat. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Pray as you have seen me praying. So just like we raise our hands because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to raise his hands, and we place our hands upon our chest and we go into ruku and sujood because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did so, then also just as he used to change between the different adhkar and the different types of dua, we should also do so. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.